Hi, dictation for Zariab Ali, ZARYABALI. Date of birth 1/24/96. Date of accident 4/26/2025. Date of procedure 10/11/2025. Procedure: interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy, number 2 epidural crown. The procedure was done according to the protocol. Patient was quite sleepy at the end after Versed and nitrous oxide. Patient required 1 cc of Flumazenil, Flumazenil IV to wake him up, plus extra coffees. Other than that, the event procedure went successful with no blood loss. 5 cc's of dexamethasone was successfully injected at L5-S1. Pictures were taken. Epidural was done. Medical indications are based on the history of automobile accident. On 4/26/2025, as a restrained driver, patient was T-bone on passenger side. Patient successfully went for physical therapy for last 6 months with no relief. MRIs were ordered. Physical examination pointed towards an injury to the spine. At L4, L5, MRI shows 2 mm disc bulge indenting both L5 nerve roots as well as at L5-S1. And this patient is not improving, so he is requesting this injection. He also has a suppressed pancreas tendon inflammation of the right shoulder and a 2 mm disc bulge in the neck, affecting both the C6 nerve roots. The patient will be provided 1, 2, or 3 injections of lumbar epidural as long as they bring relief to him. Thank you. Trigger point injection were also done today at the area of the trapezius muscle. In the thoracic fibers, 3 injections were provided and 1 in the cervical for trigger points that were noticed by the patient and were painful. After the injection, patient reported complete relief. 3 cc's of mixture of dexamethasone with Marcan 0.5% was used in a number 25 gauge needle, 1 inch long. To each side, no bleeding was noticed. Bandage was applied. The procedures were done aseptically. Thank you.